And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that he will let you go. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? The Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. Great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. In all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth, and showest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He said, Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth for ever, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Then all the multitude kept silence, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.